on Robin Hood Radio. I know if you listen to me talk a lot, I am one of those people that, well, I'm like a reptile. I'm cold-blooded. I like warm weather, and I love to do things basically in the summertime through the fall. But for my entire life living here, which has been a long time, even though I moved away for a while, always very familiar with Mohawk Mountain in Cornwall, Connecticut. As a matter of fact, my mother's original phone number, 672-6190, was so similar to Mohawk Mountains at the time. We used to get calls all the time in the wintertime at her house asking how ski conditions were. All that put aside, we're getting set for another season at Mohawk Mountain, and we have the Director of Operations, Cassie Shunconnect, with us. Cassie, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Is your number still close to my mother's old number, 6190?
Well, we do have our phone number. It's 860-672-6100.
Yep. Well, let's talk a little bit about Mohawk Mountain. I mean, it goes down in history as one of the first areas, I'm not sure, to have snowmaking, as a matter of fact, in skiing. But Mohawk Mountain has become much more of than a ski area. It is a destination. And I guess we can start talking a little bit about what's coming up rather quickly, and that is on the 19th and 20th of October, you have the Craft Fair and Fall Festival at Mohawk Mountain. So let's talk just a little bit about that Craft Fair and Fall Festival.
Yes, our Fall Festival is coming up this October 19th and 20th. We have, so far, we have 25 local craft vendors, and we have 5 to 7 food trucks, so it's going to be really fun. We have hay rides for the family, pumpkin painting. We have an axe throwing venue. We've got a lot of fun stuff coming on. We also have a trail race going on Saturday, the 19th.
Now, are you going to have food trucks there as well?
Yes, we do have some food trucks coming.
I think it's kind of cool, and of course the great thing about Mohawk Mountain, especially in the fall for a fall festival, is where the lodge is, where you're at the base of the hill. You've got the whole hills and all the hills around you that hopefully without too much wind or rain before then will be really bursting with probably full color at that time.
Yes, the leaves are already starting to change, and it's going to be really beautiful. We're going towards the peak of the season.
All right, so that is the craft fair, which is and fall festival, and that is a juried craft fair, isn't it?
It is. You're correct.
And fall festival comes up on the 19th and 20th. What are the hours that on both those days for the craft fair and fall festival?
Both days, it's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And is there admission?
There is no admission. It's
okay.
Free.
So there's no admission, and there's plenty of parking, by the way, in case.
Oh, yes, we have plenty of parking, no charge for parking either.
Just in case people haven't been there. This is I think it's a great way to introduce the ski area to people who don't ski and might have family members that are coming into skiing age to get a look around and see what's going on at Mohawk Mountain as well.
Absolutely. Now, it's a really beautiful space.
Now, have you had any upgrades or done anything different there this year that's going to be different than last year?
We have. We are introducing tubing this year. We'll have more information coming up. And we also have 12 new snowmaking guns on our timber trail. Those are just getting wired up now, so we're ready to go when the weather gets cold.
And we'll mention right here during this interview a little self-serving thing that we will have here at Robin Hood Radio. We have gift certificates to Mohawk Mountain that once again we will feature this year, and we feature them. It's a great deal. Mohawk Mountain gives them to us, and we then discount them 50%. If you make a donation and 50% of the amount of the gift certificate, you help not only Robin Hood Radio, you help yourself, but you also help a local business, which is Mohawk Mountain. And Mohawk Mountain is, you look at our area, we have Lime Rock, which is a very very busy destination. But Mohawk Mountain also is what a great tourist destination for people to come to our area. There's just a lot to see and do in our area, and Mohawk Mountain is an important part of that. So now that we've talked a little bit about the craft fair, which is going to be the 19th and 20th, I want to go over some of the other things that that I see, which kind of amazed me, that keeps Mohawk Mountain on top of skiing, busy November, December, January, February, even into March. Now, you have a Warren Miller Film Festival, which is coming up on the 8th and 9th of November, right?
Yes, we do that every year, and it's a great event. It gets everybody ready to roll for this, for the winter. Gets everybody really excited.
And now you also have a job fair, which is coming up on November 9th, and that is obviously a job fair to help you fill your positions, right?
Yes, absolutely. The job fair is on November 9th, and we have plenty of positions available, seasonal, part-time, some with more hours than others. And if you like working outside, if you like working inside, you don't have to have any ski experience to work here. Of course, if you want to be a ski instructor, you should know how to ski. But if you want to work in the kitchen or rentals, we will train you to the position.
All right. Now, that is, once again, in November, the Warren Miller Film Fest on the 8th and 9th, and also the job fair. If you're looking for work and you like ski areas and you want to be employed in some sort of position, that job fair at Mohawk Mountain is on the 9th. Now, this is interesting. You have a New Year's Eve ball drop on the 31st. Let's talk about that on New Year's Eve.
Yes, we do. The kids absolutely love it. We have goggles, our Yeti. He does a snowball drop. And there's candy that comes out of the snowball, and it's a really fun event.
And I think that's another thing I want to discern about Mohawk Mountain, which I think it is probably one of the most family-friendly ski areas you're going to find.
Yes, we that's what we strive on. We like to, you know, some people have bars and some people have music, and we don't do that because we want the whole, you know, we want the family atmosphere. And after all, we're a family-run business, and we have been for 70-plus years, so that's what we're all about.
All right. Now, also in January, you have – this sounds interesting. You can explain a little bit to me. We're talking about Mohawk Mountain, of course, in Cornwall, Connecticut. Glow Night on November the 11th. What is Glow Night?
So Glow Night, we started that last year, and it was a huge hit. It's a kickoff for the night deal. We have a package. It's $54, and you get rentals and lift ticket and a lesson, and it's a really great value. And part of Glow Night includes there's a glow parade with glow sticks, and we have a barbecue on the deck, and it's just really fun.
And on the 25th of January, Yeti Day?
Oh, yes, Yeti Day. Everyone looks forward to Yeti Day. It's a huge, huge, huge event. Again, Goggles, our Yeti, who is our mascot here at Mohawk Mountain, he comes out and hangs out with the kids, and there's games and prizes and music. And
look, you know, it's funny, looking into your schedule, in February, it looks like you have a lot of fun things planned at Mohawk Mountain. The first thing is on February 1st. That is entitled Halfway to Halloween. Do people get to wear Halloween costumes that night?
Well, we hope so. We want everybody to be dressing up.
And then you've got Pirate Day on the 8th?
Yes, Pirate Day, just like Yeti Day, is a huge event. The kids absolutely love it. They go all over the mountain searching for the pirate's booty and getting prizes. Again, it's a great event.
All right. And Valentine's Day on February the 14th?
Yes, we have a Valentine's Day special this week, this year. And that's probably going to be at our Pine Lodge, which is our on-hill restaurant.
We are speaking with Cassie Schoenknecht, who is the Director of Operations of Mohawk Mountain. Mohawk Mountain, of course, in Cornwall, Connecticut. Take a look at Valentine's Day. That should be a lot of fun for couples, maybe would-be couples, possible couples, and couples that have been together for a long time.
Yes, that's what it's all about.
All right. Now, Demo Fest on the 29th, is that where you obviously demonstrate new equipment, or is it technique and skiing and stuff like that?
Demo Fest is where we have vendors come in, ski companies and snowboard companies, and they will be letting the customers demo the upcoming gear for the following year.
Now let's move on to March, because really We do our ski reports right through the end of March here on Robin Hood Radio. On March the 1st, Vintage Day, what exactly happens on Vintage Day at Mohawk Mountain?
Vintage Day is a new event this year. We're hoping to see what people can pull out of their closets. You can get some really cool vintage gear out there, and we have a contest for somebody who has the oldest season pass from Mohawk and also lift tickets.
And then on the 7th of March, you have your Make-A-Wish Skiathon.
Yes, we offer this space to a group of young girls who put on a big raffle, and they raise money for Make-A-Wish.
Now, this is, I know, always gets a lot of press coverage, and that is your International Women's Day and Firefighters Race on the 8th.
Yes, the Firefighters Race is a really fun event. Different teams from around Connecticut, they go down the hill through a race course holding a fire hose. So you'll see a trail of the firemen coming down the mountain, and it's quite entertaining.
All right. Now, let's talk a little bit about Mohawk Madness, one of your special events that wraps up the season on March the 14th.
Yes, Mohawk Madness has been a staple of Mohawk since I was a kid. I remember costume parades and lollipop races and really fun stuff. And that's what we want everyone to do. We want them to remember it for the rest of their lives and, kind of wrap up the season. Although we are open later than March 14th, weather dependent, but it's our last event of the year.
All right. Once again, we're speaking with Cassie Schoenknecht. Now, how did you get involved in skiing? Did you get involved in skiing at a young age?
Yes. Well, my grandfather started Mohawk Mountain.
There you go.
So I've been here all my life. I started skiing as soon as I could walk.
What's your favorite part about it? Now, I know my son likes to. One of my sons likes to ski as fast as he can down the most exciting slope as he can. I know other friends of mine that just like to go out and enjoy once they get to the mountaintop, just going down and taking in the view and skiing. And what is your favorite part of being on the slope?
Racing down the hill.
That's right.
Just being out in nature, it's refreshing, and the cold isn't always scary as people sometimes think.
I want to also go back to something, because we're talking about skiing at Mohawk here. But once again, let's focus in that you are bringing tubing this year to Mohawk, right?
Yes, we are.
And how does that work? Is it done by the hour? Is it done by the day? How do people come up and set up to tube?
Well, we're still working out the logistics as far as the timing for it, but it will be offered in different time slots, and you can purchase a ticket for it. And take as many runs as you'd like in that specific time.
All right. And if people want more information, your web address is?
It's www.mohawkmtn.com.
That's mohawkmtn.com on the web. Well, this is the first time I've spoken to you, so it's been nice meeting you, Cassie, and we hope as many people partake in the different events, and of course we will remind people every month of the different things going on at Mohawk Mountain. And if there's anything else that you'd like to get across during the course of this season, of course we'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely, we look forward to it. And it's chilly this morning, and we just have us all dreaming of snow.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us today.
You're very welcome.